This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. A court has sent Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till July the 12th in a corruption case linked to the alleged liquor policy case. After his three-day custody with the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, ended today. He was sent to CBI custody on the 26th of this month for 3 days by the Rouse Avenue Court on the agency's application seeking custody of the Aam Aadmi Party chief for interrogation. Earlier that day, Kejriwal was formally arrested by the CBI when he was produced before vacation judge Amitabh Rawat. West Bengal Governor Dr. C.V. Anandabose is considering filing a defamation case against Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. Earlier this week, the Chief Minister made a comment at a press conference with the State Secretariat Nabonno that women are afraid of going to Raj Bhavan, Kolkata. The governor is now in New Delhi. Our Kolkata correspondent, quoting Raj Bhavan sources, has informed that no defamation case has been filed till now. Decision will be taken after he returns to Kolkata. A section of the media has been reporting that the West Bengal Governor C.V. Anandabose has filed a defamation case against Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee at the Calcutta High Court. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the first episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive time. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, VMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Five army soldiers lost their lives during a tank warfare exercise in the Ladakh region when the stream through which the tanks were passing suddenly got flooded last night. An exercise of tank warfare was being held in the Daulat Beg Oldi area near the Line of Actual Control, LAC. In a statement, defence spokesperson in Leh said the mishap occurred while de-inducting from a military training activity. An Army T-72 tank got stuck in the Shok River near Sasir Rangsa, eastern Ladakh, due to sudden increase in the water level. The Janata Dal United today appointed Rajya Sabha member and party leader Sanjay Jha as the National Executive President. He was appointed at the party's National Executive Meeting in the presence of JDU MPs, ministers, executive members, general secretaries and state presidents. Talking to media after his appointment, Mr. Jha said he will try to expand the party in the coming times with the 2025 assembly elections in Bihar in mind. He also declared that JDU will also contest the assembly elections in Jharkhand this year. Meanwhile, JDU has sought special category status or special financial package from the union government for Bihar. In table tennis, Indian paddlers Diya Parag Chitale and Yashaswini Ghorpade reached the final of the World Table Tennis Contender in Tunisia. They defeated South Korean pair of Yoo Si-woo and Kim Seong-jin in the semi-final by 11-4, 11-2, 11-2. In cricket, India will lock horns with South Africa in the final of Men's T20 World Cup at Barbados this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Both India and South Africa are unbeaten in the tournament. In women's cricket on day two in the one-off test match between India and South Africa at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai, visitors South Africa were 236 for 4 at stumps. India have declared its first inning at 603 runs for 6 wickets after 115.1 overs. Richa Ghosh scored 86 and skipper Harmanpreet made 69 this morning. Earlier, India resumed their play at the overnight score of 525 for 4 in the first innings on day 2 this morning. On day 1, opting to bat first, Shefali Verma and Smriti Mandhana displayed masterful batting, putting on the highest ever opening partnership of 292 runs in women's test cricket. Shefali scripted history by scoring the fastest double ton in test cricket with 205 runs off 197 balls. Mandhana also made 149 runs off 161 deliveries. And with that, we end this news bulletin.